Hi, this is Dylan from the Teach Business English podcast, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about some of the pros and cons of using published materials, i.e. course books. Now, of course, I'm recording this in November 2020, and we're in the middle of a global pandemic, so most people are actually working. Most teachers, I imagine, or many teachers at least, are working from home, they're working online. So I'm going to talk about the traditional language school here and the traditional face-to-face teaching, but some of this will still apply to online teaching. So most people, I think, if they've been teaching business English for a long time, have used course books. There are lots of them around, for example, in company, which is something I quite like. And they have many advantages, and I think they're specific to some learners, and they're probably very useful to some learners and perhaps not so useful to others. So really, it does depend on either the learner you have or the group you have and their specific learning needs. Okay, that's a key point. That's an obvious point. But really, you have to think, okay, would it suit these learners to actually follow a course book? Now, in more general terms, there are a number of advantages and benefits of using course books. So let me run through a few of them. First of all, course books generally take a long time to design and to create. So that means that often the quality is pretty good. The quality is high. They're well designed. They're usually attractive. And they're usually user-friendly because these big publishing companies have actually trialed them with lots of learners. So the learners are able to navigate the content relatively easily, as indeed are the teachers using them. Okay, so that's one big advantage. They're user-friendly. And especially if you're a new teacher, they can be a lifesaver because you have a syllabus, you have a curriculum which you can follow, just like general English course books going from unit 1 to unit 2, etc. And there are also supplementary activities. And most importantly, if you're lucky, you'll have the teacher's book as well. So this will give you kind of step-by-step instructions about how to progress through the activities and through the units and through the whole course. So for new teachers, that, as I said, can be a lifesaver. Okay, and obviously over time, you will learn how to use course books and that particular course book in particular. So you might use a course book two or three times, and by the third time, you probably won't need to look much at the teacher's book. Okay, and of course, the answers. How could I forget the answers? So obviously, the answers will be there, which is great in case you're not sure what the correct answer is. Another advantage is they're level appropriate. So they'll be created for B1 learners or B2 learners or C1 learners or C2 learners. So that really helps. If you have a group who have been level tests and they're at the same level more or less, then you know that the material will probably be suitable for them. It won't be too difficult. It won't be too easy. It'll probably be challenging because the language they'll be exposed to, they may not be familiar with. Although, if you teach in-service learners, they may be really familiar with the language. In fact, that can be a problem. If your learners, for example, are B1 or B2 in terms of their English level, but if they have loads of experience, their business English level, their knowledge of that specific vocabulary, may be significantly higher. Okay, so that means you may want to focus more on skills work than, for example, vocabulary work. Now, another advantage is they are level appropriate, but they can be adapted generally fairly easily. So you can adapt them to suit the needs of your learners, the level, perhaps even the context. So if you're a teacher who's used to creating and used to reorganizing and modifying parts of the course book, then you can probably do that without too much effort. Now, if your learners have gone to the time and expense of buying the course book, some of them may want to follow the course book and do the exercises in the way they've been presented in the course book. So that might be something you'll have to deal with as well, to convince them that it's okay to modify, to adapt. Another advantage, as I said, is that syllabus. You've got an inbuilt syllabus there with a structure, and the syllabus is usually developmental. So there may be language used in, say, Unit 1 or Unit 2, vocabulary, and that will probably be recycled throughout the course book. Now, of course, these course books have been designed with a a limited range of vocabulary, as I said, which will be recycled, which will be explained. So hopefully your learners will be able to acquire and retain that vocabulary by going through the course book in a step-by-step way. Now, of course, the language has been tested, and it's people have done lots of research on that language that's used and explored in the course book. It's usually based on corpora. So there are loads of, a corpus is a collection, and it's a data set basically of spoken or written language. So if it's been based on a corpus, then you have some, well, confidence that this is language that's actually used, if not in real life, then it's used by language learners when they're learning languages. Okay, so it will probably be practical and highly frequent language. You'll have language which is used a lot. Another advantage is that the course books have been designed in general to appeal to a wide range of contexts. So it's unlikely to cause offence. You know, that's very difficult. You're never quite sure who might be offended by some material. But in general, it's been tested. It will be treated and approached in a particular way, which means that it won't be, hopefully, too specialised. And that means that a wide range of learners will be able to take a lot of information, and they'll be able to understand and relate to the content in the course book. Another advantage of using a course book, obviously, and this is probably the most important for many teachers, it saves you a lot of time and effort. Okay, you don't have to create new materials. You don't have to plan too much, because as I said, the plan will probably be in the teacher's book. So you might be able to just look at the lesson 5-10 minutes before you have to teach it, and that may be enough to prepare yourself to teach the lesson. And that means that course books are great for teachers with little business experience, because a lot of the language will be explained in the exercises, in the content itself. And the teacher's books often have, for example, like a glossary, or they'll have definitions of key vocabulary, which you can actually use to acquire more business knowledge yourself. And also, because they're designed for teachers, that those teachers who don't have much teaching experience should also be able to use them quite easily. Okay, so I'm not against course books by any means, and I think I've listed a number of benefits there, which I'll quickly review. So they're well designed, they're user friendly, they're level appropriate, they can usually be adapted. You have a syllabus there with a good structure. They're based on corpora, so you've got some confidence that the language is frequently used language. They're unlikely to cause offence. They can save you a lot of time, and they're suitable both for teachers with little business experience and for teachers with little teaching experience. Now, of course, there are some drawbacks about using course books. So they are well designed, they're attractive and user friendly, but often they can be a bit bland. Okay, so learners are not necessarily engaged with the course books because, okay, they're using another course book. It may remind them of their general English lessons, and they may want something that's more specialised, more tailor-made to their needs. So they might think, well, okay, I can just buy this course book and do the exercises at home, and, you know, I'm not really getting anything that's specialised. And if you are, or if they are paying for specialized courses with a specialized business English focus, they may feel that the content is a bit bland. The problem is that if you aim to please everyone, you end up pleasing nobody in a sense. And that can be a problem not only with business English course book, but course books in general, of course. Another problem is that the language may be a little bit stilted, a bit unnatural. It might be aimed at a particular variant, so it may be aimed at maybe a British English slant or an American English slant or an English for international purposes slant, which again may not exactly be what they need and what they actually would find in real business contexts. So that can be a problem. That can be a bit bland, as I said. And the other big issue is that they're not necessarily appropriate to the specific needs of your learners. So there may be a unit on, let's say, for example, writing reports. And maybe in your group of learners, or if you're using a business course book with a specific learner, they have no desire or need to learn how to write business reports. So do you skip that unit? If you skip the unit, because they've been designed so well, that may mean that language is introduced in that unit, which is recycled in another unit. And so the other unit may be affected if you don't use that unit. So that can also be a problem. Another problem is just by using course books and asking students to open the book at page 42, go to the next unit. There's a certain amount of repetition there. So you as a teacher might find your teaching becomes a bit more mechanical, a bit automatic in a sense, and that learners may not respond well to that. If you're using authentic materials, or if you're taking a more dogma style approach, an unplugged style approach, well, you're reacting much more to the specific needs of the learners in that specific moment of the lesson. So there's that flexibility and that dynamic nature of teaching without a course book. And finally, one issue with course books is that although they have been designed very well in many cases, in most cases, they're generally designed by people who have gone through teaching, by people in the education sector, maybe not actually in the corporate world. So they may not really reflect what really happens in a business context. And so especially with in-service learners, people who have a lot of business experience, they may feel that using a business course book seems kind of inauthentic. It doesn't really reflect their own experience. Okay, so let me review some of the cons. The drawbacks: they can be a bit bland, the language sometimes is unnatural, they may not be appropriate to your specific context and in particular the needs of your learners. You may have to skip parts of the course book, specific units, and that may have a knock-on effect on other units. And teaching with a course book, as I've discussed in other episodes of the podcast, can be a little mechanical, can lead to that teaching the course book rather than teaching the learners, which can be a big problem. And finally, course books, no matter how well designed, well, actually one more final point, because they take 3, 4, 5 years to design and to create and to write, something that was envisaged in, let's say, 2015 and published in 2019 may not be relevant in 2020. So actually they can quickly, very quickly, go out of date, especially in the corporate world, which is constantly changing. Okay, so I hope that provided some food for thought. As I said, feel free to use course books. I think some course books are excellent, but they really won't meet the needs of all of your learners in all of your contexts. So just be aware of that. Okay, hope to speak to you soon. Bye for now.